Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the world news. The headlines. United Nations praises India's growing influence on global stage and its pivotal role in peacekeeping. India and Finland agree to strengthen bilateral cooperation in several areas, including trade and investment. US to reduce flight operations by 10% at 40 major airports from tomorrow as government shutdown enters 36th day. Philippines declares emergency after Typhoon Kalmeghi leaves at least 114 people dead and hundreds missing. And in cricket, India beat hosts Australia by 48 runs in fourth T20 international in Kharara, take 2-1 lead in five-match series. United Nations Resident Coordinator in India, Shombi Sharp, has praised India's growing influence on the global stage, commending its pivotal role in geopolitics, development and peacekeeping. He highlighted India's commitment to the principle of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam, the world is one family, describing it as essential in addressing today's global challenges. Mr. Sharp made these remarks on the sidelines of the National Summit on Accessibility in New Delhi. He appreciated the role India is playing in the cause for the rights of persons with disabilities.
Creating economic growth and social development for the whole of society, everybody benefits. So we're active. You know, India has very progressive, one of the most progressive disability rights laws, acts in the world. So we're working, partnering with India, with government, with civil society, with business to help really apply that legislative framework and make it a lived reality for the hundreds of millions of people living in India with some form of disability or another. Now, we see that the potential is enormous.
India and Finland have agreed to strengthen bilateral cooperation in several areas, including trade and investment, digitalization, quantum computing, 5G, 6G, AI, sustainability, clean technologies, and circular economy. Secretary West, Ministry of External Affairs, CB George, today co-chaired the 13th India-Finland Foreign Office consultations with Permanent State Secretary in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs of Finland, Jukka Salovaara, in Helsinki. The External Affairs Ministry said in a social media post that they reviewed the gamut of India-Finland bilateral cooperation in the consultations. The Finnish side reiterated its support for early conclusion of India-EU free trade agreement. Mr. George also called on Minister of Employment of Finland, Matthias Martinen. Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandavia held bilateral meetings with his Romanian counterpart Petre Florin Manole and Russian counterpart Anton Kochakov on the sidelines of the Second World Summit for Social Development at Doha today. He also met Qatar's Minister of Social Development and Family, Butaina bint Ali Al-Jabr Al-Nuaimi. In a social media post, Dr. Mandavia said the discussions focused on sharing best practices in digital innovation for efficient last-mile service delivery. Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal held a series of high-level engagements on the second day of his official visit to New Zealand. These engagements aimed at deepening bilateral cooperation in trade, investment, connectivity and cultural exchanges between India and New Zealand. Mr. Goyal also addressed the India-New Zealand CEO's roundtable with his New Zealand counterpart Todd McClay. He spoke on India's rapidly evolving economic landscape and said that greater collaboration in areas such as technology, agriculture, education, clean energy and sustainability can unlock new avenues of growth. Earlier in the day, the minister met Air New Zealand CEO Nikhil Ravishankar. The discussions focused on the airline's role in enhancing regional and global connectivity. The minister also participated in the celebrations of 150 years of Vande Mataram in New Zealand. Addressing the vibrant Indian community, Mr. Goyal urged them to contribute further to India's Viksit Bharat journey through their expertise and experience.
Take back investments to India, take back technology to India, get trade to India and get tourists. If you can look at this IEEE, investment, trade, tourism, technology, as your mantra to your families back home, to your friends back home, I think you will do a great service to your motherland. It'll be a great payback for all the good things, for all that we have received from India, and you will be a partner in our journey to a developed and prosperous India.
President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a 6-day visit to Angola and Botswana from the 8th of this month. This will be the first visit of any Indian head of state to these countries. During a media briefing in New Delhi, Secretary ER in the Ministry of External Affairs, Sudhakar Dalela, said on the first leg of her tour, President Murmu will be visiting Angola from the 8th to the 11th of this month. During her visit, the President will hold bilateral talks with President of Angola, João Manuel Gonçalves Lourenço.
At the invitation of her counterpart from Angola. You will also recall that earlier this year in May, Angolan President had paid a successful visit to India. He had extended an invitation to Honorable President to visit Angola and to also participate in the 50th anniversary celebration of Angola's independence. India had consistently supported Angolan freedom struggle, as many of you would know. Further, India and Angola are celebrating the 40th anniversary of the establishment of diplomatic relations this year. During her visit, Honorable President will be holding bilateral talk with the President of Angola. She will be attending the 50th anniversary celebrations of Angola's independence on the 11th November. Honorable President is scheduled to address the Angolan Parliament and to interact with members of the Indian community of Angola.
This is Akashwani giving you the world news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the world news. The U.S. will reduce flight operations by 10% at 40 major airports beginning tomorrow as the government shutdown entered its 36th day. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy cited mounting strain on air traffic control operations as the reason for reducing flight operations. The move, described as a precautionary measure, is expected to affect between 3,500 and 4,000 flights daily, including commercial and cargo operations. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. declared a state of emergency today after Typhoon Kalmegi left at least 114 people dead and hundreds missing in central provinces in the deadliest natural disaster to hit the country this year. 127 people were still missing, many in the hard-hit central province of Cebu. Meanwhile, the tropical storm made landfall in Vietnam today with winds of up to 149 kilometers per hour. According to the Vietnamese National Weather Service, hundreds of localities across seven provinces and cities are at risk of flooding and landslides within the next few hours. Israeli Defense Minister Israel Katz declared the border area with Egypt a closed military zone to combat weapons smuggling via drones. In a statement, Mr. Katz said he instructed the Israeli Defense Force, IDF, to amend the rules of engagement in the area adjacent to the Israel-Egypt border to address the drone threat, which he described as endangering the country's security. In men's cricket, India defeated hosts Australia by 48 runs in the fourth T20 International at Kerara Oval in Queensland today. With the win, Team India has taken a lead of 2-1 in the five-match series. Put into bat, the visitors posted 167 for the loss of 8 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs in reply, chasing the target of 168. Australia were bundled out for 119 in 18.2 overs. And now before we close, here are the highlights of the bulletin. United Nations praises India's growing influence on global stage and its pivotal role in peacekeeping. India and Finland agree to strengthen bilateral cooperation in several areas, including trade and investment. US to reduce flight operations by 10% at 40 major airports from tomorrow as government shutdown enters 36th day. Philippines declares emergency after Typhoon Kalmegi leaves at least 114 people dead and hundreds missing. And in cricket, India beat hosts Australia by 48 runs in 4th T20 International in Kerala, take 2-1 lead in five-match series. That concludes tonight's World News. For more updates, stay tuned to Akashwani. Good night.